Sadness might not be a negative emotion when it comes to music. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Henarika Peltola, university teacher in the Department of Music at the University of Jyväskylä, discusses how emotions are never as simple as sad or happy.
Sadness is counted as one of the basic emotions which people tend to avoid. In situations involving music, this definition for sadness is not applicable, since music evokes mostly pleasant emotions in the listener. My co-author, Professor Tuomas Eerola from Durham University, and I assumed that this phenomenon appears paradoxical partly because the focus of the previous studies has been too narrow. We analyzed three descriptions of 363 volunteers to explore the variety of emotional experiences that people associate with the kind of music that they consider as sounding sad. The analysis revealed a range of experiences that were classified into three themes. Sweet sorrow consisted of pleasurable experiences that were sought by the listener. The theme covered many strategies for self-regulation, such as getting comfort from the music or relaxation. Similarity between the mood of the listener and the emotional content of the music played a crucial role in making the experience pleasurable. Melancholia consisted of unpleasant experiences that were sometimes avoided by the listener. The emotional experience was linked with personal memories or reflection of listener's own situation, but with negative outcomes as they evoked unpleasant feelings. Grief consisted of highly unpleasant and painful experiences that often led to avoidance of the kind of sad music that was involved in these unwanted experiences. The study revealed important differences in how contextual aspects affect to the emotional experiences induced by sad music. That also seemed to lead to differences in self-regulation processes. Furthermore, it demonstrated that negative emotions do have a place within the experiences of listening to sad music.
That was Henarika Peltola of the University of Jyväskylä. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.